In July this year, Premier Barry O'Farrell made a deal with the Shooters and Fishers Party to allow recreational hunting in national parks. On Wednesday, over 400 people turned out to rally against the Premier's weakening of environmental protections in New South Wales. The National Parks Association's CEO, Kevin Evans, says that the O'Farrell government is systematically demolishing environmental protections in the state.
We have 850 endangered species in this state. And what is this government doing? It is allowing cows into national parks. It is allowing amateur hunters into national parks. It is allowing coal seam gas to run riot through the state, which is compromising the integrity of our water and compromising the health of communities.
Mr. Evans says that we need stronger environmental protections and that the government needs to recognise that.
We will make this government hear loud and clear that the community demands to see greater attention and resources for our environment. This government really needs to know from the community that we need stronger protection, not weaker protection, for the environment in New South Wales.
Between 1983 and 2010, waterbird populations in particular fell from 1.7 million to 400,000. The National Parks Association believes that the government is further compromising endangered species, something Mr. Evans says defeats the purpose of national parks.
This government has a very poor record already on the environment. However, we know there are discussions behind the scenes for a number of things that are going to compromise our protected areas even further. Our national parks are there for nature protection.
He says that the government is also considering logging in national parks.
We know that they're talking about logging in national parks, which is outrageous. There would be no country in the world, the developing world, or the developed world, that would allow logging in a protected area.
Member for Sydney Alex Greenwich also attended the rally, reinforcing his disapproval of the Premier's environmental changes.
Like you, I am worried that this government is selling off our future for very short-term profit. It seems that every time this government wants to sell an asset, a hunter gets given a gun and an animal gets shot. That's a disgrace.
Mr. Greenwich says that there is no evidence in favour of recreational hunting being beneficial to conservation efforts.
Our national parks are being turned into shooting grounds. There is no conservation argument in favour of recreational hunting. It's a cruel blood sport, which will have detrimental impacts on our native sanctuaries, and I'm opposed to it.
The most recent deal struck by the O'Farrell government overturns the 17-year ban on duck hunting. The sport was originally banned by the Carr government on the basis of cruelty, as many water birds shot were left severely injured rather than dead. Mr. Greenwich says he opposes the decision and that's another bad move by the government.
This was a dirty deal done with the Shooters and Fishers Party, and vulnerable species will now be shot, and most birds shot will die a slow and painful death from injuries. I oppose duck hunting in Parliament.
Mr. Greenwich wants people to step up and show Barry O'Farrell that they are against the weakening of environmental protections rather than for it.
I will push for a planning system that is at its forefront environmental protection and community involvement. I'm very concerned at the direction that this government is taking in the planning review, which includes sidelining communities to fast-track development. I join you here today to tell the state government to take our environment seriously, and to send a message to the Premier that we're not happy, Barry.